And for veterans getting to this point where they can receive VA benefits after becoming sick from toxic exposure in war zones, this has been a very long and frustrating road. Nick Schifrin's back now with this story. It was produced by our Dan Segallen. It takes a deeper look at what's in this law and the heavy price that veterans and their families have paid.
In decades of war, American Marines and soldiers faced an enemy willing to kill.
That is what we live next to.
But the fog of war included actual smoke and toxic fumes that could be just as deadly.
And as she burns every day, twice a day.
Many of the 3.5 million Americans who served in uniform since 9/11 breathed in fumes from the garbage that the military burned. Everything from plastic water bottles to styrofoam, batteries, paint cans, tires, even ammunition.
We have a burn pit down here. Want to get a good shot of it.
The toxic smoke filled the sky and bases where service members lived. It's believed to be one reason why veterans contracted higher rates of lung disease, cancer, and other serious illnesses, including Jennifer Howard's husband, 44-year-old Jason.
When they came back, they talked a bit about how everything was on fire. They burned everything.
Howard was the son of a soldier who became a Marine and deployed to Iraq in 2003 and 2004. He was always fit and healthy and loved to run marathons. But he took these photos of burn pits in Iraq. Jennifer blames that toxic smoke for his 2018 diagnosis of glioblastoma, an aggressive brain cancer that usually occurs in much older adults.
I have other types of pizza, too.
She says the VA resisted providing benefits because there was no proof that he got sick because of his service.
I have filled out more forms and resubmitted the same form more times than I have time for. By the time I finally got it all back together and submitted again, his body was giving out from treatments.
We filmed this interview in April 2021. 3 weeks later, he died. They had been married for 19 years.
Jennifer, thank you so much for doing this.
We spoke again about the new legislation.
I would hope now people can get the support and the services right away so that they can get the care that they need, get the support that they need, and enjoy the time that they have instead of spending it fighting.
The Promise to Address Comprehensive Toxics Act, or PACT Act, declares that veterans' asthma, cancers, and emphysema and other specified diseases shall be considered to have been incurred in or aggravated during active military service, notwithstanding that there is no record of evidence of such disease during the period of such service.
And here we have our own version of hell.
The legislation reverses decades of VA policy that forced veterans to prove toxic exposure directly caused their sickness, something families found nearly impossible to verify.
Before Jason died, how much did you have to fight?
A lot for a long time. Time that I wish I could have spent just being with him and not fighting. Okay, sorry.
What are you thinking?
I just miss him. Sorry. I'm sorry,
The primary victory in getting this bill passed, it takes the burden off the veteran of proving that they have a deployment-related disorder.
Dr. Robert Miller is a professor of medicine at Vanderbilt University Medical Center. In 2004, he started seeing soldiers with serious breathing difficulties. After lung biopsies, Miller discovered they had constrictive bronchiolitis, a rare lung disease where small airways are destroyed and is difficult to detect.
Having the biopsy is a matter of peace of mind. That now I know why I'm short of breath.
He attended events on Capitol Hill and met with congressional staffers, veteran activists, and comedian Jon Stewart to lobby Congress to change the law so veterans could receive the benefit of the doubt.
The DOD and VA actually actively worked against employers in many cases, and as a result of this bill, there are 23 new conditions that are now considered presumptively related to deployment.
The new law also covers veterans exposed to oil well fires in Iraq during Operation Desert Storm in the early 1990s, Agent Orange in Vietnam, and crash sites of nuclear-armed B-52 bombers in Greenland, Spain, and the Marshall Islands in the 60s and 70s. And the new legislation expands the time that veterans can take to enroll in VA healthcare from 5 to 10 years after they've discharged.
They're looking for recognition of what's going on.
Cynthia Amon is one of the veterans who worked to convince Congress. The NewsHour first met her in 2015. Her Missouri National Guard police company deployed to Kuwait and Iraq in 2003.
There it comes.
She and others lived through massive sandstorms and toxic pollution. When she got back, she struggled to breathe. But she says at first, the VA told her the problem was in her mind.
When I first started going to the VA and explaining my symptoms, automatically they were telling me it was anxiety, I was just hyperventilating. They tried to put me on antipsychotic medications, like different, you know, mood stabilizers and things of that nature. And I was telling them, no, my shortness of breath, it's something physical. I know it is.
I can't explain how excited I am and happy I am that we finally got to this point.
We talked to her again as the legislation was making its way through Congress.
What this means for other veterans who present with these symptoms, it basically is if you were there in those areas and you're presenting with these symptoms, we automatically have to grant you compensation. There's no, you know, going to a million doctors, having a million tests, having a lung biopsy, it just is what it is for a change.
How are you doing today?
Not super well. Sorry, I just had some tests and, you know, I've had some decline. You know, it's hard for me to breathe. It's hard for me to do things, but I just do them anyway. I'm just going to keep fighting. I have beautiful children to fight for. You know, I have a wonderful fiance. I have a wonderful life. Life has given me so many amazing things, so just keep fighting.
Other veterans' fights also continue despite the bill.
Everything I've read so far is going to have no impact for me at all.
James Raines had a 25-year career in the Army and Army Reserves. He was diagnosed with constrictive bronchiolitis, and the VA acknowledged that his service caused his illness. But he took a pulmonary function test like this, even though it couldn't detect his injury. And when he scored well, the VA denied him disability compensation. The PACT Act does not fix that.
The issue comes in is whenever you start exercising yourself or when you get under physical stress or aerobic stress, that's when the constrictive bronchiolitis kicks in. And that's when you have the limitations. So right now, as far as I know, the VA has no method for actually determining the level of injury.
Veterans Affairs Secretary Dennis McDonough acknowledged the problem.
I know this is a great frustration for veterans going back generations. My guess is we don't always get that precisely correct.
After decades of fighting, the new law helps veterans win a battle. But for many, the war goes on, and many have been lost along the way. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.